sir. Nothing at all.
And how did you get it?
The baby, sir. Little Edward. He caught me as I picked him up.
I wouldn't have thought he had the strength.
Oh, yes, sir.
Very well. You remember what I said?
Of course, sir. Of course.
A change in personality isn't uncommon after the birth of a child.
Yes, I am aware of that.
This does sound fairly extreme. Hitting the boy.
We don't, Doctor. It gets a deal more extreme.
Did you tell him?
Not a word.
Swear to me.
I swear it.
And you'll say nothing in the future? Well?
I'll say nothing.
You must keep your word. Here is more money.
Mr. Ferguson.
Put it away, you fool. No one must see.
Good. Very good. Now, you will do as I say. There now. There. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows the cradle. Good little lamb. That's the way. Good. Pretty dreams. When the bough breaks.
Where's my baby? What have you done with him?
Easy, Edward, easy. I've done nothing with him. He's here, safe and sound.
Let me see.
Best not disturb him. I'll put him in his crib where nothing can get at him. There's no need for you to worry. I'll stay here with him. I'll make sure he's safe.
You're quite sure of this, Mrs. Mason?
I wouldn't have come to you if I wasn't, sir.
No, of course you wouldn't. I thought you'd been looking under the weather lately, but I never realized.
It's the strain. I can't turn my back for a moment, sir. I daren't. The Lord alone knows what she might do to the poor mite.
I knew that bruise on your face wasn't the baby's doing.
No, sir.
Oh, I wish you'd come to me before now.
Yes, sir. So do I. Ashamed of myself, I am. Taking money like that.
Oh, well, that's all behind us now. I must decide what to do about it. You say little Edward's locked in the nursery.
It was the only way I could be sure, sir.
Yes, of course. I just don't understand it. What can be possessing her? My God!
The nursery door!
I thought you said you locked it.
I did lock it. Daddy! Help me!
Look after him!
Jack!
Elisabetta! Elisabetta!
Give her back. Give her back. He's mine. The baby is mine.
There was blood everywhere, dripping from her mouth, all over the baby's head, everywhere. Fascinating. An examination of the child's neck revealed two unmistakable puncture marks. Beyond all question, she had been drinking the baby's blood.
Now, how well do you know this man?
Moore. I haven't seen him for years. He played rugby for Richmond when I went out for Blackheath.
Describe him.
He was always a good-natured chap. Sensible, level-headed, decent enough mind.
Ha!
Holmes, please.
Carry on. Characteristics, foibles, enthusiasm.
That's easy. He was a collector. No. That's not strong enough. A hoarder.
Yes, of what prayer?
Curios, antique knick-knacks from around the world. Blowpipes from the Andaman Islands. Vatican cameos. Persian slippers. That sort of thing.
Yes, well, at least I've never accumulated a South American wife. I'll take a wire down, like a good fellow.
Yes, you are. Go on.
I will examine your case with pleasure. Call
10 o'clock tomorrow.